Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, folks, and thank you for tuning in with me once again to another spontaneous edition of True Conservative Radio. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me. Before I get started, I would like for everybody to please bookmark my website at ipolitic.net/ghost. That's ipolitic.net/ghost. Please bookmark that website and, keep up to date with the blogs and other content that I'm going to be distributing on this website, and keep up to date with the shows and when the next spontaneous edition of True Conservative will be on. Please go to ipolitic.net/ghost, bookmark that page, and leave me a couple of comments. All right? I mean, you don't have to sign up or do anything of that nature. Just leave me some comments. You like me, you hate me, put some substance, damn it. That's all I'm asking. All right? Because let me tell you, folks, and if you're reading the title of this program, you and I know that I am a very unhappy man. Okay? Because the American political system is just completely thrown out substance out the window. All right? And we're going to get to that here in a second. But, folks, what is happening here? What in the blue hell is happening to American politics here? You've got liberal agitation, all right? Methods of agitation that were invented by leftist agitators that are being played by both sides of the political persuasion here. And this is very disturbing to me. And I know that the last show, folks, I said, and I was pretty mad, I was listening to the last show, I'm surprised I didn't have a damn coronary on the air. But I know I said on the last show that I wasn't going to do another show for a while. But I think that this is too damn important, all right, just to just stand in a sideline, so to speak. All right, I mean, this is too damn important, folks. Now, we all heard the great old speech from Barack Hussein Obama making all these false promises and telling the American people a bunch of malarkey, so he can weasel himself into the White House. We heard that, all right? And as a matter of fact, I was actually going to have a show about that and raising the voting age right after that speech, all right? The day after it, I was going to have a show about it. But lo and behold, early in the morning, what in the blue hell happened? You had John Turncoat McCain, all right? It's bad enough that he's already liberal and feminized the Republican Party, all right? He's an unapologetic liberal, all right? He's wishy-washy. He's got Joe Lieberman. I mean, don't people realize that Joe Lieberman was the moron that ran as the vice president with Al Gore in 2000, and here you got Joe Lieberman shoved up the proverbial clogged up colon pipe of John Turncoat McCain. And you see, no Republican seems to have any kind of qualms with this, or they're not even questioning this particular anomaly here. And you see, this is what upsets me, folks, and this is why I know that America is in some very big time turmoil out here. I mean, because we are failing to talk about issues anymore. You notice that, folks? And you see, if you happen to be a consistent listener of my show, you know that I try to emphasize issues, because that's what affects you and me, all right? I don't care if some idiot is a maverick. I don't care if some idiot has nice teeth. I don't care about these ridiculous issues about race and gender and all this ridiculous malarkey that both of these parties seem to be shoving down our holes out here. I don't care. I care about issues, folks, about American family, the sanctity of the family, morality in America, the economy, the turbulence in the international community. Let's talk about the damn issues, folks. Take your heads out of your asses, all right? And the reason I come up on here, folks, is because I'm, searching the net, surfing the net, doing whatever it takes out here to see what the political landscape is based on boards and chat rooms and websites and these ridiculous blogs. And let me tell you, I'm really starting to, it's starting to take me back there for a second, all right? I have to take a step back, because I can't believe that the media, and I'm talking about the, every kind of media, whether it's the internet mainstream media, whether it's the boob tube mainstream media, all of a sudden they're harping on this crap that all of a sudden conservatives are being rallied, all right? That this McCain-Palin ticket is somehow rallying the base of some sort. And that's malarkey, folks. All right, don't believe the hype. Don't believe this ridiculous mainstream media. They are trying to use the power of suggestion on you. All right, don't be fooled by it. But don't take any of it, folks. This Republican Party, this new Republican Party, is no longer the Republican Party of old, where conservative principles were the root ideology, were the root foundation of the Republican Party. It's no longer like that, folks. Don't fool yourself. I know there's a lot of people out there that are trying to hang on to false promises, false hope out here, but let me tell you, the conservative movement is gone out of the Republican Party. They could care less about the conservative movement. And let me tell you, last evening I was on a I was a guest on a program, on an internet radio program, and of course, what happened, I had a whole bunch of Republicans sitting there trying to chastise me, trying to sit here and use the same methods of agitation that the left uses on trying to, you know, subjugate my political persuasion, trying to say that because I'm a true conservative, because I am not going to vote for some unapologetic liberal, just because I am staying true to my conservative roots, that somehow I'm for the terrorist, I'm for Obama, I'm for communism, that kind of crap. And you see, these are Republicans saying this, folks. These are Republicans using these methods of agitation out here. And what makes me sick, folks, is the Republican Party used to be the party of ideas. Remember that? Any kind of legislation that was initiated that helped this country, what happened? It was initiated by the Republican Party because we were the party of ideas. Well, I shouldn't even say we, because I wipe my ass with the Republican Party. I mean, it's been infiltrated by a bunch of liberal agitators that don't know their asses from their elbow, and then once someone like myself, a true conservative, decides to talk true issues, decides to push the issues on the table, what do? They don't know how to talk about issues because they don't know diddly. All they know how to do is counteract with these agitating talking points that have been distributed by these Karl Marx worshippers out here. And you see, folks, all of a sudden, and I was on this program with all these Republicans, right? And they were all sipping on the damn new liberal rhino Republican Kool-Aid. I mean, they were trying to say that I'm against the country, that I'm against America, because I'm not voting for any of these people. They're saying that because I'm not going out and voting for any of these people, that I'm somehow for the terrorists. I mean, that I'm somehow, against America. This is liberal agitation, folks. Don't be fooled by it, all right? Don't compromise your conservative ideology. Because let me tell you, folks, this is the argument that these Republicans were trying to make to me last evening, all right? They were trying to say that we have to take the best of the worst, all right? That somehow we have to go into the damn ballot box, hold our noses, go vote for John Turncoat McCain, and then deal with it. All right, you should have heard the program, folks. It was disgusting. And there were Republicans, folks. Republicans were telling me this horse crap. All right? Instead of actually talking about the issues out here, this is what they said. And I quote, and I'm paraphrasing here. John McCain and this ridiculous Sarah Palin are now the nominees for the Republican Party. We have to deal with it. Get over it. That's what they were telling me, for Christ's sake. They were trying to convince me to go against my conservative principles, to go vote for these pieces of crap. But you see, folks, I'll tell you why that is not a viable option for me, and it shouldn't be a viable option for true conservatives out there who have true conservative principles, who live the true conservative lifestyle, who understand the moral degradation of America happening around us out here. I'll tell you why that's a bad idea. Voting for John Turncoat McCain, folks, only sets a precedent. It sets a precedent that, hey, all of a sudden Republicans are now embracing liberalism. We're embracing all this garbage. We're embracing feminism. And this is why I'm not going to vote for this piece of crap. I'm not voting for Barack Hussein Obama either. I've said it, and I'll continue to say it. I'm not voting for any of these people. I'm not voting for them, and if you're a true conservative, you shouldn't vote for them either, folks. We need to go on a grassroots level. I keep saying it and saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. We need to go on a grassroots level. We need to go around in each one of our local communities out here and try to organize true conservatives to try to take back our local governments, to try to take back our state governments, and try to initiate true conservative legislation, try to shield our children from sexual depravity and violence on television. We need to do this, folks. This is not a joke. Take your head out of your ass, all right? You conservatives that are supposedly got a fire in your ass because, oh, Sarah Palin is on the ticket. Ah! Give me a break, folks. Let me tell you something about this Sarah Palin ticket, this McCain Palin ticket, okay? The bottom line is, folks, is that the new liberal Republican Party are using liberal agitating tactics in this campaign. They are deviating the American mind from the actual issues at hand, and they are pandering. They are pandering to these feminists out here who have no substance to their debate, who are nothing but a bunch of authoritarian pieces of garbage. And you've got John McCain and the Republican Party pandering to these dykes. And this is what upsets me, folks, and I don't understand why. I know that there are some conservatives that listen to me on a consistent basis, who email me, who feel my pain, who understand that the conservative principles are no longer the root foundation of not only America, but of the Republican Party. And I'm glad. I'm glad there are conservatives that can see this. They can see through this facade. They can see through the smoke screens out here. I mean, you have to understand, folks, that if true conservatives, I'm not talking about these morons that are putting conservatives on their name when they're spewing out nothing but a bunch of liberal propaganda. I'm talking about true conservatives. If true conservatives hold their nose and go against their conservative principles, folks, don't you understand that you are aiding the precedent being set by John Turncoat McCain and the rhinos that have hijacked the Republican Party? Don't you understand by, if you're a true conservative voting against your conservative principles, that the Republican Party is no longer even going to acknowledge the conservative movement anymore? Don't you people understand that? I mean, don't you people understand that conservatives embracing this ridiculous sideshow of a circus ticket out here, this John Turncoat McCain Palin ticket, don't you realize that you are just aiding the liberal and feminization of the Republican Party? You're helping it. And you see, you have Republicans trying to make the debate that that's the way it should be, that you need to do it. That's all there is to it. I mean, they sound authoritarian in their rhetoric. I mean, they sit here and they spew off, hey, you're just going to have to take it. This is what they've given us, and, you know, tough titty. No, okay? I have the right not to vote for any of these people. I'm not going on the record, all right? I'm not putting my name on the record for any of these people, all right? When history looks back on who the hell voted for these people, all right, and you being a true conservative that lived the conservative lifestyle, that understands the sanctity of marriage, that understands we need morality back in America, and all the true conservative issues, they're going to look at you in history and say, what a bunch of idiots. Just like I've been saying the whole time. That's why I'm so critical about the American public. Because the American public is not only naive, they're stupid. I mean, just take a look at what people are talking about. Just browse around the internet for a little bit. Browse around some of the political websites. You will see that what is unfortunately happening here in the Republican Party, and not only the Republican Party, but America in general, nobody's talking about issues, you know. And I was trying to tell this to these Republicans that had me on as a guest last evening. I mean, they were chastising me because I'm a true conservative, not voting against my conservative principles. I was trying to tell them that none of these morons, I mean, are talking about issues that affect America. You know, we're spending $15 million an hour. All right, an hour, $15 million an hour in Iraq. Iraqi parliament has $78 billion surplus. Yeah, They got $78 billion surplus, and we're $1 trillion in debt because of this Iraq war. And you don't have any one of these candidates demanding, or even the people. You don't even have these idiot people in the public demanding from the politicians or from somebody that this ridiculous Iraqi makeshift parliament or whatever governing body this is, we're not demanding from them that they pay us back. I mean, don't you realize that these English tea-drinking Brits, they paid us back after World War II? Don't you people realize that? I mean, how come all of a sudden we're just going to go ahead and indebt ourselves like a bunch of bona fide morons just because, you know, supposedly we're going to go out and liberate a bunch of people? I'm all for liberating people. I'm all for spreading freedom. I'm not for degrading the integrity of our currency because we feel that we are some sort of, you know, angel of democracy out here. All right? We'll spread democracy for those of for those countries that can pay us back. Why aren't any of these damn politicians or anybody on each side of the political persuasion, why aren't they talking about why don't we force this Iraqi parliament to take that oil? Because they are sitting on the second largest oil deposit in the world, folks. All right? How come they're not either taking that oil, selling it on the world market, and giving us proceeds with interest to pay back the debt that was incurred liberating these people? Or why don't we just take the oil ourselves and then cut it off their tab? I don't understand why nobody's talking about this crap. I mean, you got John Turncoat McCain. Not only is he liberalized and feminized the Republican Party, he's talking about extending the damn Iraq war for 100 years. Now, I don't mind that, but I want to know how in the blue hell we're going to pay for it. All right? How are we going to pay for this crap? Don't you know if these wars are draining the integrity of our currency? I remember a day when the American dollar was a universally accepted currency. You could go anywhere in the world, no matter what language they spoke, no matter, you know, where it was. You pull out a Benjamin, you pull out some of those American presidents, those people are going to know your language. But now you go out in the international community, they don't want American money anymore. And believe me, I know, I've been out of the country recently, folks. They don't want American money anymore. As a matter of fact, in New York City, you have high-end retail stores no longer accepting American money. They're accepting euros, just like everybody else in the international community is starting to accept euro dollars. And why are they doing this? Why is this precedent being set? Well, because, folks, our ignorant asses, with all due respect, and if you happen to be an American citizen and you're taking offense to the fact that I'm saying the obvious, well, tough titty on that, all right? The American people are imbeciles out here, folks, and not all of it is the American public's fault. And I've talked about this on several other shows. It's not the American public's fault. It's the liberal and feminization of America. You see it in our public education system. You see it in our judicial system. I mean, you're now seeing it in our governmental system. I mean, we have a system that is embracing single-parent families, folks. It's embracing single-parent families. And then we've got a broken economy out here, you know? We got a broken economy out here, and nobody's even talking about it, folks. I'm a business owner, okay? And I'm seeing it firsthand. I'm a member of my local chamber of commerce out here, and I'm seeing a lot of people no longer members anymore trying to go back to work because they can't afford to withstand the economic impact that it's having on their business. So they're no longer chamber members. They're going back to work, for Christ's sake. And nobody's talking about that issue either. Nobody's talking about any of this garbage. And that's why I'm so hopping mad. You know what people are talking about now? Huh? Oh, you know what? I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's got nice teeth. Oh, I'm voting for John McCain because he's a maverick. And now that we got this ridiculous excuse of a vice presidential candidate, some Eskimo broad from Alaska, now all of a sudden, she's a woman. Oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and vote for her. I mean, did you see this ridiculous Sarah Palin actually give props, actually give kudos to Hillary Rotten Clinton? Are you kidding me? I mean, did you ever think you'd see the day when a Republican is actually going to acknowledge the accolades of a Clinton? You see, we're going backwards, folks. This only shows you that America has been liberalized and feminized. And it seems to me that true conservatives are becoming an endangered species. And the reason they're becoming an endangered species is because liberal agitation, all right? Liberal agitation. I've heard this from a whole bunch of conservatives. I've had conservatives email me on a consistent basis and state, Ghost, I'm a true conservative, Ghost, but I can't admit I'm a conservative in public because I get chastised by liberal-minded people. I mean, if you tell somebody out here in New Modern America that you've been with the same partner that you've been with from the beginning, that you're still married to the same person you got married to the first time, that, you know, you're actually taking care of your children, that your children have some sort of manners and intellectual foresight, you know, like I said, people look at you all cross-eyed. People look at you like, what in the blue hell are you talking about? We're supposed to be dumbed down. We're supposed to have single parents. And this is the precedent being set, and this is why, folks, I'm not voting for McCain. And all you dumbass conservatives, all right, and I'm talking about you dumbasses that are calling yourself conservatives, that you know and I know and anybody with any true insight or foresight knows that you're a damn liberal in disguise. But all you conservatives that are hooping and hollering about, oh, yeah, McCain pal, and oh, this is great, yeah, the conservative base. Conservative base what? All right? John McCain is a blatant, unapologetic liberal. If you don't believe me, take a look at the laws that have passed with his name on it. McCain-Feingold. McCain-Feingold wipes the... I mean, this is what McCain did with McCain-Feingold. He wiped his ass with the First Amendment, folks. And that's liberalism right there. Anytime you try to bend or curb the interpretation of the Constitution, that is liberalism. I mean, don't you find it coincidental that you've got these liberals wanting to take away the Second Amendment of our Constitution? I mean, that's a sacred document right there. That's a sacred document. I mean, that document gives every American person unalienable rights that were not accorded to humanity prior to that document. And you see, these morons in America are so stupid. I mean, they're more worried about shoveling a damn burger down their pie hole than they are actually participating in this government that was made for the people by the people. And you see, folks, that entails you actually doing some research. That entails you actually being an active, observant participant in the political process out here. But nobody is. People are voting on ridiculous nonsense. And McCain choosing this ridiculous Eskimo bimbo from Alaska only underscores the fact that the Republican Party is, I mean, it's proof. It's blatant proof that they're liberals now. Because that is an agitation method. Remember, even Barack Obama said it, that the damn Republican Party was the party of ideas. Even he admitted it. But now we're the laughing stock, folks. We're a broken party. I know that, you know, there are some people that are trying to disguise themselves in conservative clothing that are out here trying to hyper-sensationalize this McCain-Palin garbage, but come on, all right? Give me a break. This is ridiculous and you know it, all right? I mean, this just underscores the liberalization and the feminization. I mean, the Republican Party, I never see the day that the Republican Party is actually playing feminist politics. I mean, don't you people know that feminism is ruining our country? I mean, don't you idiots understand that? There is nothing equal about feminism, all right? They are playing feminist politics. And I'll be damned if I'm going to belong to a damn Republican Party that's going to embrace feminism. I am an unapologetic anti-feminist, and I will be an anti-feminist till the day I die. And I'm not going to vote for any of these people. I'm not going to embrace feminism, folks. Feminism has ruined the American family. Single-parent families are the majority of the day thanks to feminism. And here you got the Republican Party sitting here playing feminist politics. Did you ever thought you'd see the day, folks? If you're a true conservative, did you ever think that you'd see the day where the Republican Party, the party that used to be the party of ideas, sitting here playing a liberal game? They're playing the liberal game. I mean, don't you understand in the primaries, this is what the liberals did? Trying to throw America back, you know, 40 or 50 years in race and gender relations. And now you got the Republican Party feeding into this horse crap. I'm telling you, this is a new liberal Republican Party. That's why I dropped the Republican out of my name. And I'm a true conservative, folks, and I'm not voting for any of these pieces of trash. And if you're a true conservative, you shouldn't vote for any of these people either. If you're a conservative and you're voting for John McCain, you better look at yourself in the mirror and understand that you are setting a precedent in the Republican Party that's basically going to eliminate true conservatives. That's going to isolate and subjugate the conservative movement. Don't you idiots understand that? Don't you understand by embracing feminist politics, by embracing this liberal crap that is somehow hijacked the Republican Party, that you're setting a precedent to isolate the conservative movement? Don't you idiots understand that? Wake up, you morons! Jeez Louise, I just can't believe that people are out here this naive, this stupid, this ridiculous. Because it is, folks. It's ridiculous. You know it, and I know it. Anyway, folks, I only made this an hour show because I don't want to take any calls. I don't want to hear anybody's garbage because I know for a fact you're going to have a whole bunch of Republicans calling up. And I see them right now. They're blowing up my phone right now. I can see them. They're going to tell me all kinds of malarkey. They're going to say, oh, you know what, Ghost? By not voting, you're basically embracing Obama. That's what they're trying to tell me. They're trying to tell me that if you, as a true conservative who've lived a conservative lifestyle your entire life, if you don't vote for McCain, then you're for the terrorist. That's what they're trying to tell me nowadays. This is methods of agitation that were invented by Marxists. All right? Remember when the Republicans used to be about the issues? Do you remember that crap? Do you remember when we used to be about the issues? I shouldn't even say we, because I'm not a Republican anymore. But the Republican Party used to be about the issues, for Christ's sake, and now they're resorting to the same liberal tactics as these damn Democrats. It's a shame. It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for true conservatives. It really is a sad day, folks. And I blogged about this, folks. I blogged about this, and I'm going to continue to blog about it. And if you're a true conservative, I hope that, you know, you find it within yourself, because you owe it to yourself, your family, and true conservatives everywhere in America to go out in your local community and try to organize as many conservatives in your local community as possible. Because the only way that the conservative movement is going to withstand this liberal bombardment, this absolute liberal and feminist infestation of America, is if we have to build from the ground up once again. And it's really sad. It is really sad that we have to do this, but we have to do it, folks. I mean, the front lines are outside your door. And if I were you, I'd go out and try to do whatever it takes to try to find as many conservatives as possible. Make your own group. Make your own conservative group. Go out there and influence your community with conservative principles. Go out there and influence your community by electing conservative officials, electing the conservative state representatives, electing federal representatives that are conservatives, true conservatives. And if they happen to renege on their conservative philosophy, well, then unelect their ass out of office. That's the only way that the conservative movement is going to come back and actually implement morality back in America. Because that's what we need, folks. I know that these muff-diving, Gloria Steinem-worshipping feminist bull dykes are going to tell you that, oh, this is a great time, you know, we're living in a great society, this and that. Yeah, look, don't get me wrong. I love America. But the more and more I look around at modern-day America, I'm starting to sense a little bit of quasi-socialism, communism. I mean, you see the authoritarianism in the feminist and the liberalism. I mean, just look at the way they debate. I challenge you to go on any internet website, any internet forum. As a matter of fact, go to iPolitik.net. That's the political community I belong to. And take a look at the liberals on that website. The liberals, the only way they know how to debate is to agitate. They don't debate issues, folks. And you know what? That's now the Republican Party. The Republican Party is now just like a damn bedwetting, long-haired, tree-hugging piece of trash liberal. And it's sad. It's a sad day in America. It's a sad day in America, folks. You got Republicans acting like liberals. You got liberals acting like communists out here. I mean, what is America coming to? I mean, why don't you people take your heads out of your asses and understand that we are in a precarious situation on an economic front, on an international front, on a military front, on a moral front? I mean, we're in jeopardy here. We're in jeopardy, and you see, everybody seems to be having a party like it's 1999 or some crap. It's stupid. Absolutely stupid and pathetic, folks, and I just... I mean, what can I say? I mean, all I can do is just state the obvious. That's all I can do. Try to initiate some sort of discourse on these subject matters that affect you and I. Because regardless of what you want to believe, you stupid bona fide morons, this is affecting you and me out here. We're not going to live in the same old America whoever is elected president. We're not living in the same old America. We're not living in the same America. We're living in the new liberal America, folks. That's what we're living. We're living in the new liberal America. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit there and go quietly in the good night. And that good night, I'm not going to do it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pallet liberal crap. I'm not going to sit here and pallet feminist crap. I'm going to tell it how it is. And how it is feminism, folks. It's gosh damn feminism. And I, for the life of me, don't understand why true conservatives out there aren't more hopping mad just as I am. All right, I mean, do you remember Republican Party, conservative principles? Remember that, you stupid bona fide idiot? All right, why don't you put the freaking fork down for 5 minutes, all right, and start understanding that if you're a conservative, and think about this logically, okay? Don't listen to these liberal agitating Republicans nowadays that are trying to chastise you just because you want to stay true to your principles. Just think that if you contribute to the liberalization of the Republican Party, that we're no longer going to be the root foundation of the Republican Party. When I say we, I'm talking about conservatives. You're basically going to embrace the liberal and feminization of the Republican Party. And where are conservatives going to run to then? Huh? Who are they going to turn to then to represent their principles, to represent their ideology? Not going to go anywhere. And you see, even if a conservative movement happened to where they formulated their own party, well, how are you going to compete with two liberal parties against one conservative party? You're going to have, attacks coming from both sides. And I've said this and I'll continue to say it. If you happen to be a true conservative, you know what I'm talking about. If you happen to admit you're a conservative out here in regular everyday America, you know, people look at you like you farted on their best suit. They look at you like you just, you know, puked up on their best shoes or some crap. They try to, you know, use methods of agitation. They try to become sarcastic. They try to subtly put you down, like, oh, you're a conservative? Oh, gosh. You know, like you got some ridiculous, contagious disease or something. And let me tell you, liberalism is the disease. Being a bedwetting liberal or a muff-diving feminist is the disease, because it's obviously contagious, because it's infected all of America. And I don't understand why nobody else is making this observation public. I know that there's a lot of conservatives who listen to this program who email me on a consistent basis and who say, look, Ghost, I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, there is. I mean, don't you understand that the conservative movement is on the side of goodness out here, that it's the liberals that have the burden of proof, or that need to come up with the burden of proof, rather, on why it's okay to continue to broadcast sexual depravity and violent acts on television during primetime family hours? I mean, it's the liberals that have to come up with the burden of proof to justify such preteen philanderous whorebags and scantily clad barely breaking in pre-teenagers like Miley Cyrus and Jamie Lynn Spears, who shitted out a kid at 15, 16, whatever it was. I mean, these are the liberals that have to justify this. They're the ones that have to debate and say, oh, well, this is a right thing to do because. It's not the right thing to do, folks. Don't you understand that? I mean, can you please get yourself some moral integrity? I mean, even if you were raised by a single parent and you were indoctrinated with all this feminist horse crap, you have to know, all right? You have to know deep inside you that what's going on around us is wrong. Single-parent families, that's wrong. It's wrong. And that's why we have the absolute pussification of America being implemented in today's society. And what do I mean by the pussification of America? Well, just take a look around you, folks. Take a look at the public education system. I've said this a billion times. Try to count how many kids are out at your local elementary school playing tag or dodgeball or any other physical contact little play activity of that nature. You're not going to see it. And the reason you're not going to see it, folks, is because the feminists and the liberals have hijacked the government bureaucratic apparatus of public education. All right? I mean, they've hijacked it. I mean, it's done. It's over. Okay, and that's why you have, and I challenge you folks, if you don't believe me, if you think that I'm just falling off my rocker out here, I challenge you to go up to anyone under the age of 30 years of age in America. Go up to anybody who's under the age of 30 and notice the physical attributes in the way they act, in their mannerisms. I mean, take a listen to the feminine vernacular. I mean, it's the majority, folks. It's the damn majority of America, and here you've got the Republican Party pandering to the pussification of America. I mean, did you ever see the day when you'd see a Republican presidential candidate, all right, a Republican presidential candidate actually, or a vice presidential candidate, rather, actually give kudos to the damn Clintons? I mean, is this a bad dream or what, folks? You actually had this Eskimo bimbo, who's now the vice presidential candidate of the damn Republican Party, actually giving kudos to this ridiculous liberal agitator, Hillary Rotten Clinton, who started all this feminist fervor in this election, who's basically thrown our country back about 40 or 50 years in gender relations out here. It's stupid, folks. And that's what I'm saying. If you're a true conservative and you're gonna listen to these ridiculous Republicans that are actually liberals in disguise that have hijacked the Republican Party, if you're going to embrace the liberalization and the feminization of the Republican Party, well, then you weren't a conservative to begin with, all right? I'm a lifelong conservative, folks. I mean, I've lived a long time on this earth, okay? I have been with the same woman for a long time. I have children. I have grandchildren. I've lived a conservative lifestyle all my life. I've never taken a drug. I've never done any type of deviant activity. I've shielded my children from all kinds of sexual perversion and violent activity. My children are productive members of this great society of ours. They have families of their own. And I don't understand how someone like myself and other true conservatives out there who embrace the conservative movement are being chastised in modern America. Because both parties have been injected with liberalism and feminism, folks, and it's ruined America. It's ruined America. And it's sad, folks. It's really sad and it's disgusting. And I refuse to sit here and go quietly in that good night. I was on a damn radio program last evening, where you had these ridiculous Republicans out here trying to tell me, well, you know, I've got to vote for McCain. And they were trying to say to me that if I don't vote for McCain, that I'm for the terrorist. That if I don't vote for McCain, that I'm a pro-communist. Can you believe that crap? I am the most anti-left, anti-feminist man on this side of the internet. And they're trying to make the case to me that if I don't vote for John Turncoat McCain, that somehow I'm for the terrorists, that somehow I'm for communism, And this, you see those types of comments being projected at me, folks? That's liberal agitation. And those are Republicans doing it, folks. That's not leftist. I mean, we're pretty much used to that by left-wing liberals. You know, agitation, not talking about the issues, you know, sitting here spewing off nothing but a bunch of logical fallacies, ad hominems. All right, that's what we're used to with the left, but now the right, now Republicans are doing it like it's not like it's going out of style. I mean, now they're doing it, folks, and this is why I'm telling you: if you're a true conservative and you're going to listen to these Republican liberals and hold your nose, go into the voting booth. All right, I mean, just think about it, folks. Think about it. If you're a true conservative that is concerned about the moral integrity of America, you're concerned about the feminization, the liberalization, and the absolute pussification of America. If you're going to listen to these Republican liberals out here and go hold your nose and vote for John Turncoat McCain and vote against your conservative principles, well, then you're only embracing the precedent being set by these rhino liberals that have hijacked the Republican Party. You're only helping the facilitation of the subjugation of the conservative movement, damn it! Don't you understand that? Don't you understand that if you elect John Turncoat McCain and you're out there voting against your conservative principles, that conservative principles is going to go out the window, that the Republican Party is no longer going to even embrace conservative ideology anymore? Don't you realize that the conservative principles used to be the root foundation of the Republican Party, and by voting John Turncoat McCain and this pro-feminist politics that the new Republican Party is playing, that you're only going to isolate conservatives and make us obsolete in the Republican Party? Don't you idiots understand that? But of course, no. You know, the new Republicans that are out here agitating and that are spreading slanderous lies and saying all kinds of four-letter words and a bunch of filth about yours truly out here, they're going to continue to agitate true conservatives that are not going to vote against their principles. All right? They're not going to vote against their principles, folks. I'm not voting against my principles, man. I cannot stand what has happened to social society. I mean, remember, single-parent families are the majority of the day. Why is that? Feminism. And you have the Republican Party playing feminist politics. I mean, did you hear Sarah Palin? She got up on there and gave kudos to that ridiculous Satan, Hillary Rotten Clinton. Actually giving kudos to this piece of trash. I mean, do you ever think you'd see the day that a Republican will actually give kudos to a Clinton? I mean, don't you understand that Bill Clinton reduced the moral integrity of America like a thousandfold by trying to redefine the term sexual relations? Don't you realize that because our president in the 90s participated in an adulterous fellatio activity probably 10, 20 times that we know of, that our children that grew up during that time think it's okay to just go out and participate in oral copulation as like it's like a handshake or some crap? Don't you people realize this crap? Don't you people realize that nobody is given two rat's asses by the blatant sexual depravity that is being just subjected to us through the boob tube out here? I mean, don't you understand that? I just don't understand why nobody else is talking about issues that affect America. I'm talking about the economy. I'm talking about real economics here. I'm not talking about this crap, this, oh, let's just throw a couple of dollars at these morons and they'll go ahead and vote for us. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about true economic policy out here. You have to understand, we need somebody who's not going to sit here and give money to businesses or somebody who's not going to sit here and use government money to fix the problem. I'm talking about someone who's going to be an organizer, somebody who's going to be a leader. We need a president who's going to organize some of the greatest minds in our country. All right, and have it in a convention, have it in some big hall somewhere, and organize the greatest minds in America. And tell them, give them a task, say, look, we need innovation, all right? We need research and development, all right? I'd like for you great genius minds to figure out what are going to be the needs of the future, all right? The needs of the future, and I want you to come up with remedies to those needs. you know, come up with solutions to those needs. And once they come up with some viable solutions of the future, that's when the president can initiate some dialogue with some of these fat cats out here who have the money to blow on this crap and convince them, hey, look, we need jobs in America. We need entrepreneurship in America. We need investment in America. And if you're willing to research, if you're willing to throw money at the ideas put forth by this, we'll call it a convention or whatever, but this meeting of great minds, if you invest in these needs out here or creating solutions for these needs, that we can create economy in America, and we will give you tax-free profits if you stay here in America. We will give you tax-free incentives if you stay here and create jobs and innovation and research and development and production in America. That's what we need to do, but no, of course, nobody's talking about that. You know, nobody's talking about that. I heard Barack Obama saying that he's going to give $1,000 to everybody once he's president. And you got John Turncoat McCain even embracing the feminist movement even more by suggesting he's going to give single mothers $5,000 to $8,000 a kid. Yeah, he's going to give them $5,000 to $8,000 a kid every year. So you got to think, not only are we living in a society where currently, right here at this present time, you've got a judicial system that is gender biased because of the liberals and feminists that have hijacked the judicial system. I mean, a man, and let me tell you, I've heard stories, and you can look back in the archives, folks. I've had men call me on this program and just spill their guts to me, you know? I mean, they basically just split their head open and just pour it all out on the table. And they tell me that, look, I was a good man. I did what I was supposed to do. I had one man who went out to Iraq, came back home because, you know, he broke his hip because he was out in combat, got wounded, got pretty disabled because of that broken hip, came back home only to find his wife to be some philanderous whorebag, okay? He divorces her, and the poor bastard has to give this stupid bimbo, all right, alimony, child support, and all kinds of nonsense, even though she's the one. She is the one who went out and hopped around from penis to penis to penis. Now, this is what I'm talking about, folks. The feminist movement has basically infiltrated all bureaucracies of government. I mean, this is why I'm saying you could be a great man. You can do you can do everything that is the right thing. But because the feminist movement has equated woman liberation with having five or six different children from five or six different fathers, the feminist movement has equated woman liberation with having five or six different divorces. They've equated woman liberation to being some sexual promiscuous whorebag. I mean, if you don't believe me, you take a look at some of the programming on television. Desperate Housewives, Sex in the City. Are you kidding me? This is what I'm talking about, folks. This is what's robbing us of moral integrity out here. It's the feminist movement! Don't you understand that now the Republicans are caving into this feminist crap? They're caving into it. We can't let it happen, folks. We have to save the family. We have to save the traditional family unit out here. If you look back in history, and let me tell you, I don't care if you are a damn evolutionist, if you're a religious person, I'll debate you at any front, okay? Because the bottom line is that the true essence of humanity, all right? The true essence of humanity is family. Family is the true essence of humanity. Family is what gives people the motivation, the will to continue on. And I've said this time and time again, folks, you can read at any point in oppressive history, during the most oppressive times where people are in slavery, when they were in serfdom, I mean, when they were at most oppressed, what kept these people living? What kept these people going on? What kept these people thinking, well, you know what, I'm going to go to sleep and wake up tomorrow and I'm going to continue living this life of torture and pain, anguish, oppression? What kept these people going? Family. That's what kept these people going. Coming home and seeing someone who actually loves them no matter what. No matter what. Seeing their children grow up and seeing the innocence that was once in their minds when they were young. Seeing the innocence of children when I don't even know what else to say. I don't even know what else to say. This should be common knowledge to everyone in America. But nowadays, if you say that you're a two-parent family, I mean, people look at you like you just, you know, crapped out an egg out of your ass. Seriously. And this is what I'm talking about, folks, and this is why I'm not voting for any of these people. And I suggest if you're a true conservative, don't vote for any of these pieces of trash, all right? I know that there are conservatives out there that are just as hopping mad about the McCain-Palin situation as I am, and they're doing the absolute wrong thing. They think that then they're doing the same thing that these ridiculous Puma broads are doing. They're going to protest the Republican Party by voting for Obama. That's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is just not vote. Don't contribute to the downfall of America. Don't do it. Don't contribute to the downfall of America, because if you vote for John McCain, if you vote for Obama, it doesn't matter. It's the liberalization of America. Neither one of these people are concerned about issues that affect you and I. And that's what I'm talking about, man. We have to come back. I mean, the conservative movement will rise again. But conservatives need to come together at a grassroots level and understand that it's not going to be easy. I mean, we're not going to be able, you know, just to go out and implement morality in America like it's easy, like it's going to be some easy process to facilitate. We're going to have to go at a grassroots level. And let me tell you, I'm starting. I'm going out. As a matter of fact, I'm going out right after this show and going door to door at every neighborhood that I can possibly knock on and say, look, are you a conservative? And let me tell you something. I've had a lot of people sit over here and look at me cross-eyed when I tell them I'm a conservative, and they slam the door in my face. And they tell me I'm a dinosaur, that I'm an idiot. You know? It's stupid. But we have to do whatever it takes to organize. You see, we have to organize as conservatives so that we can initiate power. And what do I mean by that? Well, power is in numbers, folks. I mean, if in your local community, if you can find enough conservatives that you can organize and mobilize, you can actually have a direct impact on your local government, on your state government, on your federal government. But you as a conservative, have to make the initiative to go out and organize. And if you don't want to go out and organize, see if there's an organization in your community that meets this criteria. Because we need you. I'm telling you, folks, conservatives, we need you. We need you, man. That's not a joke, man. I mean, every time I come up on here, I'm not like most of these radio shows and these bloggers and these morons out here that you can tell they're disingenuous. I mean, you can tell. You can hear it in their voice. There's an ulterior motive. I mean, just listen to your nearest Republican and listen to the liberal propaganda spewing out of their hole and how they're trying to correlate that with conservatism. These people are disingenuous, folks. You need to think about this. You need to critically analyze everything that's going on around us in America. Because this is a scary time. A scary, scary time. We've got a crippling economy. We've got a ridiculous depleted currency. We've got a deficit out the wazoo. We're in two wars, one of which is costing us $15 million an hour. We've got Russia over here trying to flex its communist muscles out here. I mean, you know, it's just getting ridiculous. And here we are, we're voting because, oh, look, there's Sarah Palin. She's a woman. And she's pandering to the feminists. Look, folks, I know there's a lot of people listening and saying, well, are you anti-woman, Ghost? I mean, are you not voting just because she's a woman? No, that's not true. I was actually holding a glimpse of optimism for John McCain to nominate somebody with true conservative principles. Somebody like a Santorum. Or Kay Bailey Hutchinson, for that matter. I would have thought about considered. I would have considered voting for McCain had he chosen somebody like Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who's a Texas official out here. That's where I'm from, Texas. But let me tell you something. When he brought out this Sarah Palin Eskimo igloo living bimbo, and she got up on stage and literally pandered to those Puma bull dyke feminists. I mean, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, folks. I mean, I don't like John McCain as it is, but when he brought out Sarah Palin and she was pandering to those damn feminists, that is something I will never forgive in my life. I hate feminists. I hate feminism. And, you know, people are going to say, oh, you know what, hate's a strong word, Ghost. You shouldn't say hate. Granted, I agree with you. But, folks, look at what feminism has done for America. Look at what it's done, folks. I mean, you take a look at, you know, take a look at the children's programming on network television, okay? Take a look at the networks that are geared towards children, and just look at the programming on there for a minute, okay? Look at the imagery that's being projected, scantily clad pre-teenagers, an emphasis on single-parent families, an emphasis on feminized vernacular, feminized activity, feminized physical attributes. That's what I'm talking about. And I will refuse to go quietly in that good night, folks. I'm not going to do it. Anyway, folks, get back to the website, iPolitik.net/ghost. That's the new website. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and post it here in the chat room. And I wanted to thank everybody who's listening to me in the chat room right now. Hopefully you're having a decent Sunday afternoon. I know that some of the folks on the Gulf Coast out there, I hope everything pans out as gracefully as possible. You know, because I know that the people on the Gulf Coast are going to suffer another run-in with a horrific natural disaster here within the next couple of days. And my hearts and prayers go out to those people that are out there having to continuously deal with the situation with the hurricanes and that sort of thing. So I don't want to make that a discussion point of this show, but I definitely wanted to let everybody know that I'm thinking about those people out there on the Gulf Coast, and I hope everything... I hope everything's okay. But anyway, folks, please get back to my website, iPolitik.net/ghost. That's where I'm blogging from. That's where I'm distributing all the content that, you know, that yours truly likes to distribute. And what is that? That means discourse on subject matters that affect you and I, conservative principles, conservative ideology. We cannot embrace liberalism, folks. I'm telling you, we can't do it. I mean, we can't do it. We can't embrace this new Republican Party. And you can look back in the archives, folks. I called this back in January. When I saw that the Republican Party was deliberately trying to isolate conservatives like Duncan Hunter, Fred Thompson, when I saw that they weren't giving them the media spotlight, they were giving such people like Rudolph Married My Cousin Giuliani and John Turncoat McCain, and that ridiculous Ron Paul. They gave more airtime to Ron Paul, even though, look, I know there's a lot of Ron Paul supporters out there, and, you know, y'all are staunch supporters. That's great. And I'll agree with some of the domestic politics of Ron Paul, but his international relations, it's lunacy. And I don't want to get into a debate about Ron Paul on this program, because I know for a fact I'll have 80 idiots call up and say that I'm wrong. But how come we can't have somebody who's domestically conservative, like Ron Paul, but understands that we need to assert American dominance in the international community, but assert it wisely, all right? Assert it wisely and not put our asses in $1 trillion worth of debt that who in the blue hell knows when it's going to be paid off. And this is why I demand, I am demanding, either from politicians or from you, the American people, to call your congressmen, call your elected officials, and demand that this ridiculous Iraqi parliament pay America back. Don't you understand that the Iraqi parliament has a $78 billion surplus? I mean, this damn governing body hasn't even been around for a couple of years, all right? And they've got a $78 billion surplus while we're $1 trillion in debt because of this war. I wasn't against the Iraq war, folks. I understand that this is a battle of ideology. I understand this, okay? But in World War II, when we went out and we helped the Brits, all right, when we helped those tea drinkers, they paid us back. And let me tell you, I love Brits, all right? The Brits, they're good people. All right, well, some of them anyway. There's a lot of liberalism, you know, running rampant out there in England. It's pretty sad. But for the most part, they're down with America. And they paid us back, and I appreciate that. America appreciates that. But because America is so dumbed down because of the feminists and the liberals that have hijacked the public education system and that have hijacked the media, that have hijacked the judicial system, nobody's talking about that. I mean, we're talking about, you know, continuing to be in Iraq, and we're not even thinking about who's going to pay us back. We're not even thinking about how the debt being incurred by this war is degrading the integrity of the American dollar. Because people are stupid nowadays. People are more worried about voting. Oh, look, she's pro-feminist. Let's vote for her. Oh, look at him. He's a maverick. Let's vote for him. Oh, look at Barack Obama. He's got nice teeth. Let's vote for him. These are the issues being voted on in today's America, folks, and it's disgusting. People should be ashamed of themselves out here. Let's talk about issues. I hate to keep harping on that, but nobody's talking about it. Flip onto the boob tube and count how many issues they're actually talking about. They're not talking about diddly. They're not talking about diddly, folks. And if you're one of these ridiculous conservatives out here that these conservative so-called bloggers that are hooping and hollering, heel-clicking because, oh, my God, McCain chose the conservatives. This broad ain't conservative. I mean, when did you ever think that you'd see a conservative basically giving kudos not only to Clinton but to this feminist concept that she has aroused in this primaries and in this election? When did you ever see that you'd ever think you'd see a damn conservative embracing liberalism and feminism? It's pretty sad, folks. It's very sad. I mean, it's a sad day in America. It's a sad day in America because I don't know what the future holds for us anymore, folks. You know, I mean, I was looking at this ridiculous communist coronation, or the Democratic Convention. I was looking at it on the boob tube, and you saw all these. I mean, did you see the caliber of people that attended that convention? I mean, did you see these absolute goofballs, men who look like women, women who look like men? I mean, did you see this crap? Did you see this garbage? I mean, that's the base of liberalism right there, a bunch of absent-minded, don't know their asses from their elbow, probably would try to drown a fish imbeciles. All right? I mean, and this is what it is. And, you know, I've got somebody here in the chat room saying that, oh, well, we should go ahead and vote for Palin because she's against abortion. Oh, yeah, great. How can you be against abortion and sitting here pandering to the feminists? How can you do that, huh? How can you do that? How can you be pandering to feminism and yet you're going to sit here and claim you're conservative? Feminism has ruined America! Don't you understand that? Feminism has ruined America! Single-parent families are prevalent because of feminism. Women having 5 or 6 different divorces like it's no big deal is because of feminism. I mean, the American youth are walking around like they just popped out of the ass crack of Richard Simmons because of feminism. And you're going to sit here and try to give me this crap that I should vote for this blatant feminist because, oh, she says she's anti-abortion because she says she's a conservative? I don't even know this broad. I don't even know this broad. All right, I mean, give me a break. What is this crap? I didn't say she was a single parent. See, now you got people sitting here calling, saying, putting words in my mouth. More and more liberal agitation here. And you see, this is what is the new way of debating. This is the new form of debating for the Republicans out here. I mean, do you remember when the Republicans used to talk about the issues? Now they're agitating just like the left of the political persuasion. This liberal agitation. It's sad, folks. It's a sad day in America. A sad day in America. And let me tell you, I'm not voting for any of these people. I'm not voting for John Turncoat McCain and Sarah living in an igloo, Eskimo bimbo palin. All right? I'm not voting for Barack Hussein Obama or Joe Blowhard Biden. I'm not voting for these people. I am not voting for any of these people. I am not going to contribute to the feminization of the Republican Party. And if you're a conservative that's going to vote for this McCain-Palin ticket, you're only helping facilitate the complete liberal and feminization of the Republican Party. I mean, once McCain, if he happens to win the election, becomes president, conservatives are no longer going to be needed in the Republican Party. You can see they're isolating conservatives as we speak. I mean, the only reason they're saying the word conservative is so morons that are absent-minded, that don't know their asses from their elbow, that hear the word conservative are going to, you know, be like some lab rat running to a food pellet, going out there and voting, going to the voting booth, voting for John Turncoat McCain just because they said one word. Actions speak louder than words, all right? John Turncoat McCain, McCain-Feingold bill, McCain wiped his ass with the First Amendment. McCain-Feingold took out one of the greatest conservatives that served public office in Tom DeLay. And that was a blatant attempt, folks, because Tom DeLay was a true conservative. But you see, they were taking out conservatives. You know Trent Lott? Trent Lott got subjugated by these same liberals. All the powerful conservatives got subjugated because of the liberal infestation of the Republican Party. This was all planned, folks. This was all planned out. And I'm not going to sit here and embrace this crap. I'm not going to sit here and just vote for somebody just because some morons that claim to be Republican, that claim to be conservative, tell me to do so. I'm not going to do it. I mean, let me tell you something. If McCain wanted to rally the conservative base, he could have chosen Santorum. All right, he could have chosen Kay Bailey Hutchinson or somebody with credentials, with actual records proving that they are conservative, that actually live the conservative lifestyle that we know about, that's a proven commodity out here. But no, what happened? McCain played feminist politics. And playing feminist politics, folks, that is a method of agitation that the Democrats started in the primaries. And you're sitting here witnessing the liberalization of the Republican Party because they're utilizing the same thing. This is not how the Republicans used to campaign, folks. All right? This is not how the Republicans used to campaign, you morons. We used to be the party of ideas. The Republicans actually used to talk about the issues, folks. I mean, I'm gonna watch this Republican convention, and I guarantee you, all right, I guarantee you that the Republican Party is going to continue to pander to these feminists. And here I've got somebody on the chat room. Obviously, this is a Puma or some liberal agitator. They're trying to claim that Kay Bailey Hutchinson is a feminist. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Kay Bailey Hutchinson is a true conservative, damn it. Are you kidding me? She serves out here in Texas, and I'm from Texas, okay? So I know, maybe you're out there in the north and, you know, you're some Puma person. You're like, oh, you're crying. You're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they didn't elect Hillary Clinton. Hey. The bottom line is, folks, is that down here in Texas, this is conservative country down here, folks. All right? This is conservative country down here. All right, we don't sit here and embrace feminism and liberalism in Texas. All right? We don't embrace this crap. We don't pander to feminists. And I've never heard once Kay Bailey Hutchison ever pander to a feminist in my life. But you got Sarah Palin. What is she doing? She's pandering to feminists. She's pandering to feminists. Not only that, I was, like I said, I was a guest on a Republican show last evening. And you actually had moronic Republicans saying, oh, I think she's hot. I'm going to vote for her because she's hottie. She's a hottie. This is what these idiots are talking about nowadays, man. This is not what the Republican Party used to be, damn it. And this is my debate, folks. This is why I'm telling you, if you are a true conservative, don't vote for any of these people. Don't vote for any of them. They're pieces of garbage, both sides. They're liberal. Liberalism and feminism is basically running rampant on both sides. It's obvious on the Democrat side, but it's subtle and subliminal on the right side of the political persuasion, on the Republican side. But I called it, and you can look back in the archives, folks. I've been saying this ever since the damn primaries, ever since I saw what was happening to conservatives. As a matter of fact, when I first began this show, this show used to be called True Conservative Republican Radio. But when I saw the Republican Party isolate conservatives, trying to, you know, equate conservatives to being like some religious zealot, like that fat piece of trash John Hagee or some crap, I saw what the Republican Party was doing. They were trying to stigmatize conservatives. They're trying to put a face on conservatives like we're religious zealots, like we're nut jobs or something, only because we want moral integrity back in America. Just because we want to shield our children from things like Miley Cyrus showing her preteen, scantily clad self on television. We want to shield our children from Jamie Lynn Spears shitting out children at 15, 16 years old. We want to shield our children from that. We want to shield our children from violence. All right? I mean, if you look on primetime television during family hour, you're going to see more violence and sexual depravity than you've ever seen in your entire life. But do the Republicans give two rat's asses about that anymore? No, they're embracing it. They're actually embracing feminism, for Christ's sake. They're giving kudos to the Clintons. They're actually giving kudos to the Clintons, folks. And I'm telling you, if you take a look back, just take a look back at the history of this crap. All right? All right, now just take a look at the history of this crap. Look at all the conservatives. John McCain and the McCain-Feingold bill got rid of one of the greatest conservatives ever to serve public office, Tom DeLay, with this ridiculous crap. I mean, McCain-Feingold basically wipes his ass with the First Amendment. And I've already went over that, but I just wanted to reemphasize that, folks, that conservatives, like true conservative leaders that were around maybe like 8, 9 years ago, they're no longer around. They were subjugated. Remember Trent Lott, Senate Majority Leader? He was really subjugated pretty fast. Based on some interpretation of some horse crap. Anyway, I'm looking here in the chat room, and I've got somebody who's saying, well, you know, I disagree with you about Miley Cyrus and Britney. It's the parents. Oh, it's the parents' fault. You know what kind of rhetoric that is? That's liberal rhetoric, you piece of trash, all right? It's easy to say that it's the parents' fault, but how are you going to sit here and force single parents, all right? Single parents, because single parents are now the majority of the day, Nimrod. How are you going to force single parents to sit here and actually instill any type of moral integrity in their children when they're out here working their asses off and throwing their damn child into some illegal alien child care provider or in front of a boob tube or in front of a violent video game? I mean, this is what parenting has become out here. I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, the parents need to do it. Like, you know, it's just going to happen itself. You stupid morons. Liberalism and feminism has created this situation. I mean, don't you realize that a man can be a faithful, hardworking individual who goes to work 10, 15 hours, whatever the case a day, come home, and he can find his wife getting a high hard one by the pizza boy, and he can do the right thing and just divorce this bimbo, and he's the one that ends up getting punished because he doesn't want to be with some philanderous slut? This is the new feminist America that we're living in. And you can listen to my archives, folks. I've got grown men that have called in, almost broken down, cried on the air because they were telling me their story about how they were good men. They were faithful men to their wives. They wanted families. They loved their families. They would have done anything for their families. They come home. They watch the old wife. They find the old wife getting a high hard one by some idiot who she thinks looks good in a leather jacket. He divorces her, and what does the feminized justice system do? Well, they punish the man, even though that he wasn't the one that committed adultery. He wasn't the one philandering around, but because we have a feminized justice system, the justice system is automatically going to give the children to the woman. Oh, so the man's got to go and pay child support. And then he's got to go pay alimony to this stupid bimbo. Because she was the one out there philandering. This is feminism. Don't you morons understand that? This is feminism. And you're going to sit over here and say, oh, it's the parents' fault. Just shove it up your ass. All right? Let me continue on. All right? Let's say that you're one of these philanderous whorebags that didn't get married, that you just hop around from penis to penis to penis. And let's say that you're one of these women that shitted out about 5 or 6 kids from 5 or 6 different fathers, and you don't have any man to support you. Well, all you have to do is go to these social entitlement feminized programs nowadays, and you can get $4,000 to $5,000 in government subsidies. That's right. We have turned women into baby-making machines, and these broads are actually thinking that baby-making is a damn industry out here. And this is because of feminism, folks. Feminism has invented this crap. Feminism invented this crap. Feminism invented, embracing women who have shitted out about 5 or 6 kids from 5 or 6 different fathers. And you know what's funny is that nobody talks about this at all. As a matter of fact, you got John McCain wanting to give single women who have shitted out about 5 or 6 kids. He wants to give them $5,000 to $8,000 a kid every year. And if you don't believe me, you go ahead and look it up on YouTube somewhere or wherever you can find the video clip. He was on a stump speech and he said it. He said it. This is pandering to this feminist horse crap, folks. You know what I'm talking about here? I mean, this is what feminism has equated woman liberation with. They've equated woman liberation with being some philanderous, slut-bagging whore. I mean, they've equated woman liberation with just shitting out about 5 or 6 kids from 5 or 6 different fathers because, hey, that's woman liberation. You don't need a man. That's woman liberation. I can go ahead and have 5 or 6 different divorces. I can change divorces like I'm changing dirty, shitty, skid-marked underwear. But that's woman liberation. I can go out and get $4,000 or $5,000 worth of government subsidies with 5 or 6 kids because that's woman liberation. And let me tell you, I challenge you to look back in the archives, folks, because I'm serious. People have called in and they've told me these stories. I had a feller who called in one night, and he actually got his wife on the phone, and both of them started talking to me at the same time, and they were telling me that they were in a precarious situation. This was a man who came back from Iraq, another man who came back from Iraq. And he comes back home and he can't find work. He lives in North Carolina somewhere. Can't find any work whatsoever. He comes back after fighting, for his country. Comes back, no work. And he feels ashamed of himself. You know? I mean, he's a Republican. He never thought that he'd ever be in this precarious situation. But because he's a construction worker, because that was his trade before he went out to Iraq, and because of the influx of illegal aliens that have come into the country and have basically lowered the standard of wages out here, lowered the cost of labor, this man can't even afford to live out here. And you know what he said? He said, you know what, Ghost? I bit my lip, man. And I tried to do whatever it takes, to make money. I went out, tried to pick up pennies off the floor. I tried to go out and do whatever it took to just try to support my family, put food on my table. And then his wife got on the phone and said, you know, I went behind my husband's back to go to one of these social programs. I know he didn't want me to because he's a proud Republican, a proud conservative. But she told me that she actually went out and tried to get help from one of these ridiculous government subsidy programs. And you know what they said? They said that, well, because you're married and because you have a husband, we can only give you about $200 or $300 a month. Sorry. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But then the social worker kind of hinted to her and said, but if you and your husband happen to have, you know, maybe split up, file for a divorce, well, then I can get you about $3,000 or $4,000 in government subsidies. And if you don't believe me, you can take a look at the archive. This was an actual story. This was an actual guest. It was a late night show, so look for one of the late night shows. I think it happened in February sometime. I don't know what the exact show was, but look back in the archives. It's there. And why would a social worker encourage this lady, who is obviously a true conservative, who loves her husband, why would a social worker encourage her to get a divorce, folks? Because of the feminist movement that has hijacked America. And all you morons that are going to sit here and try to make light of the situation, you've been pussified, folks. I mean, for all you people that are out here, you know, thinking that this is no big deal, you've all been pussified. I mean, you're probably wearing pink panties right now. And I don't mean to be facetious in that manner. I'm just trying to be verbally colorful so I can get this through your thick skulls, that what is happening here in America is not right. Feminism is not right. It needs to be abolished, all right? People need to stop palating liberal crap. People need to stop palating feminist crap. But now you got the Republican Party. They're part of the feminist movement now, huh? You heard Palin. Oh, I want to thank Hillary Clinton. Thank Hillary Clinton for what? It was the Clinton administration that helped facilitate the moral degradation of America, who robbed America of moral integrity. And you got this stupid bimbo coming out actually giving kudos to Clinton's. That's feminist politics, folks. And I will be damned if I'm going to sit here and pallet feminist politics. If you want to pallet it, that's your problem. All right? If you want to put your balls in Sarah Palin's purse, that's your goddamn problem. As far as I'm concerned, folks, I'm a conservative, and I will be damned if I'm going to go against my conservative principles just because some stupid ass clown that's claiming he's a conservative and a Republican tells me to do so. I'm not going to do it. By me going out and voting for John McCain only sets a precedent that liberalism is okay, that feminism is okay. It's not okay, folks. It's not okay. Pandering to a bunch of muff-diving, bull-dyke, hairy-armpitted, Gloria Steinem-worshipping feminists is not okay. Embracing the moral degradation of America is not okay. Not acknowledging the epidemic of women shitting out kids like baby factories is not okay. Not acknowledging the absolute extinction or the almost extinction of the American family is not okay, folks. It's not okay, damn it. You may think it's okay, but it's not okay. And if you think it's okay, folks, it's because the absolute pussification of America has been implemented on you, obviously. You've obviously been robbed of your conservative principles. You see, this is the method of agitation that the liberals do. I mean, you read communism. All right? Just read communism. This is what they do. They forcibly try to change your mind through coercion, through deception, through lies. And this is exactly what's happening here, not only in the liberal Democrat Party, but now the new liberal Republican Party. Yeah. I mean, this is it. This is it. And, of course, here we got some moron sitting here, you know, trying to tell me that, you know, Sarah Palin McCain is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But, you know, with all due respect, you know, stop drinking the Kool-Aid and start thinking critically, you moron. Or maybe you're a damn, you know, one of these bimbos that, you know, completely defies logic and says, oh, I'm going to vote for her because she's a woman. Yeah, yeah, she's a woman. Stupid. It is a, you know, I beg for one of these politicians one day, you know, in one of these slogans that they put, you know how they all have slogans, yes we can, you know, ready for America and all this bull crap. Why don't one of these politicians just be honest, all right, and have one of these campaign slogans that's honest, like, the public sucks, all right, because it does. The American public sucks. The American public is more worried about shoveling food down their gullet like a damn garbage disposal than actually instilling moral integrity in America, to preserving the American way of life, to preserving what we know of as Western society. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. People are more worried about scholastic issues that have nothing to do with what's going to affect our everyday lives, for Christ's sake. Don't you people understand that crap? I just don't understand it, folks. I don't understand. I don't think I will understand it. Okay? And we got 3 minutes left in this program. But if you're a true conservative and you're going to listen to these liberal Republicans that are disguising themselves in conservative clothing, if you're going to listen to them and go out and vote for this piece of trash, well, then you're only contributing to the precedent being set by these liberals that have hijacked the party. Because you don't understand that by voting for McCain, it sets a precedent that conservatives are no longer needed in the Republican Party. That we have deceived the conservatives into going against their own ideology to vote for, I mean, I don't even know what the Republican agenda is anymore. I remember that the Republican agenda used to be the conservative principles, the conservative ideology. But now that you got the Republicans out here pandering to the same muff-diving, puma, ridiculous, hairy, armpitted feminists that Hillary Clinton rallied around, it's sick, man. The Republican Party used to be about the issues. Now they're about liberal agitation. And they are utilizing liberal agitation not only to the general American populace, but to conservative Americans. And I'm going to extend this show another half hour right now. Because these are issues that need to be said. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let some moron who's in my chat room right now sit over here and spew off all this ridiculous nonsense on how McCain and Palin are the greatest thing in the world since the invention of the damn wheel or some crap. McCain-Palin equals the elimination of conservatives out of the Republican Party. That's what it means, folks. That's what it means. And you see, I hear a lot of conservatives out there, because believe me, I'm not the only one who feels this way, folks. I'm not the only one who feels this way here. Okay? I'm not the only one who feels this way here, damn it. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you, I don't know what in the blue hell is happening here. Anyway, it won't let me extend the damn show. I don't know, is it? I don't know what's going on here. Am I being extended? Yeah, I'm getting extended. Good. It's sad. I'm sorry, folks. I mean, I'm pretty disappointed. I'm pretty disappointed because I remember the Republican Party used to be the party of ideas, used to be the party of issues. And now we've got people out here that are hopping around like they got a hamster in their ass crack. You know, hopping around saying, oh, yay, this is great. McCain, Palin, you know, the world's going to change. Now they're claiming that they're the party of for change. Can you believe that crap? I mean, this is what I don't understand, folks. How are you going to claim that you're a party for change when your party is in charge and has been in charge for the last 8 years? This is hypocrisy. This is deception. This is not the way the Republicans used to be. This is not the way conservatives used to be. This is liberal agitation at its finest. And I'm not going to sit here and pallet it, folks. And let me tell you, if you're a conservative, I challenge you, okay? Go out to your community, try to gather as many conservatives as possible and try to elect conservative politicians, true conservative politicians, not morons that are talking out both sides of their mouth. Enough of that crap already. Enough is enough. All right? Enough is enough. I mean, if you don't want to go out, if you don't want to do all that work going out door to door doing all this crap, well, then that's your problem. Uh-oh. Unfortunately, they didn't let me extend this stupid program again. They didn't let me extend it, so you know what I'm going to do, folks? I'm going to end it right here, right now. Anyway, folks, it's been great. Thank you for tuning in with me once again. Long live the conservative movement and death to feminism, folks. I'm out of here.